Yo, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast, and we use it for each and every episode of the Live from the Basement podcast. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to create and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor lets you distribute your podcast, and they do it for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
When I was 17, I was heavy on eBay. I was a beast. I was like an eBay guru. One day I was looking for like autograph stuff from Clips because I was like a really, really big Clips fan. Grinding, you know what I keep in aligning. Some search words led me to this guy in Virginia that supposedly had a microphone that Pusha T used during the show. It was like plastic, but it had his autograph on it. I used to pretend I was doing interviews on the red carpet and perform all the Clips songs in my basement with a mic. I'm a full-size teen at this point, like, you know, so this is in private. And then I performed with it so much that I rubbed the autograph off. I don't even know if he really signed it, but that was my big thing, man. At the time, it meant the world to me.
Hello, motherfucker.
What happened to that boy? Yeah. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was talking shit. We put up
live from the basement.
Pusha T versus Drake. It's the biggest news. We can't cover that one little topic on a long show, right?
No, man.
So what are we going to give the people?
We got to make a whole episode dedicated to this thing.
This is some old beef. So Pusha T and Drake been beefing. It started out with Pusha T, I should say the Clips, having some beef with Wayne and his style, allegedly. That's what everyone thinks.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, Lil Wayne was doing an interview, got called up out about his swagger that he somehow jacked from the Clips, wearing the Bape clothing and all that stuff, and stealing their style and all that shit. And Wayne wrote it off and basically said, like, nah, man, I got nothing to do with those dudes. And he started saying, like, I make millions, like, who the fuck are they? And they took that a certain way, obviously.
I
like
would take exception
would.
To it, of course.
The Clips did a song with Baby. Like, y'all were, you know.
Right.
It's supposed to be one big happy family.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Clips were waiting for Wayne or anybody to come out and just say, who the fuck are those guys? Like,
absolutely.
I think there's a little jealousy
there.
You
know we back, right? Uh-huh. Clear the streets out. Uh-huh. Come on with it. Star Trek.
So this beef, going all the way back to the beginning, started off with a song. Was it featuring? No, it was the Clips featuring Pharrell. Beat done by Pharrell.
Yeah.
Mr. Me Too.
Sneakers, I signed my first skater. So you could pay three and buy yourself some Bapesters. Bulletproof on the t-shirts because they hate us. Dude like Snoop say, step your game up. Double deck a boat, nigga, Mediterranean up. D-class, ask your cut, tuck your chain up. Liberace fingers, niggas hit Lorraine up. Just last week, I was out in Aspen. Me and Puff hopping off the plane, both us laughing. Week before that, I was out in Italy. A tire heartthrobs could not get rid of me. Up and down a telecrib, me and like 10 hoes. Call from the cell phone, give me that Enzo. I know what you're thinking, yeah, me too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
Been 2 years like I was paddy wagon cruising. Streets was yours, your dunce capping and kazooing. I was just assuming you keep the coke moving. But I got one question, what? Fuck y'all been doing? Pyrex stirs turned into Cavalli furs. The full length cat when I wave the kitty purrs. All my niggas caked up, selling gray and beige dust. Had that money right, I'll end up in the trunk taped up. We don't chase a duck, we only race for bucks. Peel money rolls till our thumbs get the paper cuts. Chill retardo, South Beach, Gallardo, Teal. Started up, go brrr like a snarl. Women, if you love me, please let me know. Tie rags round your neck and learn the sets we throw. These are the days of our lives, and I'm sorry to the fans, but them crackers won't play a fair job. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know.
Okay, yep, so that's interesting because you know what's funny, dude, is I never knew back then who that song was directed toward. Did you know back then?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's crazy when we look at this, though. We're talking like, that's insane. 12 years of beef.
They should have kept their name out their mouth, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He isn't fucking around.
It's a long time. During the time, Clips were doing like features and shit.
Yeah.
They were fucking around with Skateboard P, of course. That whole Star Trek movement.
Yep. So it was April 2006 was when Weezy was on the cover of Vibe magazine. And then he did that interview. And then it was November 2006, they dropped Mr. Me Too, which is just a few months later.
Bang.
Then, 3 years later...
Oh boy, the golden child.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. Since you should have.
So 3 years later, so here's my theory on this whole thing. Three years later, Drake signs to Cash Money Records.
Right.
Under Young Money, right?
Right.
Under Cash Money.
Right.
Under Young Money. Under Lil Wayne.
So he inherited that dark cloud.
He inherited the beef. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory.
Yep.
I believe Pusha T inherits whatever beef he gets going on good music.
Yeah.
And with that being said, you know, Lil Wayne and Pusha T going back and forth with this little issue, you've got Drake coming aboard. Drake at the time, you know, he was rapping with Lil Brother.
Yeah.
He was rapping with Slum Village and
Was
shit.
He doing it in blackface or no?
No, that was a year later. Wow. Hold on a second.
What? What do we pick out?
2 years later.
He did the blackface thing?
Yeah, that was 2 years later. 2008 was when that photo happened.
So this is a year before he signed to Cash Money.
Wow. That's like right before? So that means that he already had like 3-4 mixtapes?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you were just an actor at that time. That's crazy. You were dropping bombs. Everybody was fighting over him at the time. Rockefeller, Def Jam, Young Money. I don't know if anybody else was in that competition.
Right.
And I don't think good music had been formed yet. But this is kind of a crazy thing. So so Drake goes from being the biggest Pusha T stan I've ever heard of.
Clips, because I was like a really, really big Clips fan.
You know, I mean, we all love Pusha, but I don't think I've ever heard of a fan, you know, go all the way to say I'm going to buy a microphone and all this shit.
Right.
It's crazy. If I was in a rap beef, this shit is all too good to be true. So Drake gets signed. Drake drops Thank Me Later. And I guess... That's a perfect name for his album because he didn't respond until later.
Right.
In 2011, he finally said, you know what? Big Boss got beef. I got beef too. Let's go. And he dropped Dreams, Money, Combined. There might be some subliminals up in this motherfucker right here.
Oh, shit.
Fool from India, she and Charlotte Olympias. We taught music for hours, she never mentioned ya. Can't tell you how much I love when niggas think they got it. And I love the fact that line made them think about it. YMCMB, these niggas make it so hard to be friendly when I know part of it's envy. Trying to fill the shoes, niggas so far these are empty. I take them off in the house because the throw carpet's a Fendi. Ooh, I never seen the car you claim to drive. Well, shit, I seen it, you just ain't inside. And I feel like lately it went from top five to remaining five. My favorite rappers either lost it or they ain't alive. And they trying to bring us down, me, Weezy, and Stunner. We stayed up, Christmas lights in the middle of summer. And if the girl standing next to me got a fat ass, then I'd probably give her my number. Yeah, I throw my dollars up high, and they laying on the stage.
Break it down.
He said that he's making fun of him, Weezy, and Stunner. You heard it. If he throws his dollars up, ha, ha. I don't know why he went into a reading rainbow.
I mean, it was just
jingle.
That. It was that little piece.
Yeah,
that little piece.
Well, I don't know about little piece. Half the verse was about him.
Okay, so there was a lot. There was a lot there.
He said you went from being my favorite rapper to like you ain't shit now, bro.
Yeah, I had a microphone with your signature on it, and now it's I don't care about it. That's crazy, dude.
It meant the world to me.
Okay.
Prior to that.
It did.
But now that I'm on Young Money.
So that was May 2011, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happened?
You tell me, because it was like May, June, July, August, September.
There's
so
fire,
a few,
dude.
A few months later, September.
A few months later.
Yeah.
One Pusha Terrence. Pusha Thanos, like people are called.
Pusha Theodore.
Pusha T.
Yeah.
He's jacking for beats, fool.
And he dropped a remix.
Remix to Dreams Money Could Buy, and he calls it Don't Fuck With Me. So it's a little personal. You've got some jabs straight at Wayne on the first verse. But what I want you guys to pay attention to is this second verse. This is just blatant. This is all about Drake.
Enjoy. Rappers on these sophomores acting like they boss lords. Fame's such a funny thing for sure. When niggas start believing all them encores, I'm just the one to send you off, bonjour. See yourself as I pull up in that mirror tint. Skins versus blouses, you mirror Prince. Chappelle show, all of your Neil Brennans. Sketch comedy, who is for real pinning? The talk don't match the leather. The swag don't match the sweaters. And wolves don't walk with shepherds. These Margiela versus all you mall dwellers. Off the rack suits looking like pallbearers. Coffins for my old bitches, orphans. Daddy's M.I.A. like a dolphin. Play the Fendi bucket like a shark's fin. Cool J-ing on you bitches, but I'm dark skinned. We walked in, seats courtside. Dab Diddy, Will Ferrell on my walk by. At the US Open, it's much more to Queens. Versace blue blockers roll behind Oracine. Woo! Dreams money can buy. Three racks just spent on my Marty McFlys. Now I'm back to the future.
Holy shit. Holy shit. All right, dude. What I love about this is that he never says his name. The only thing you have to go on is subject matter, yeah, and the fact that he's using the man's
rappers
instrumental.
Rappers and the sophomores.
Yeah.
Deja vu. God,
the sweater, the whole sweaters, all yeah, that shit. Come on.
Yeah. The talk don't match the leather.
Right.
The swag don't match the sweaters.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's 2 months after he dropped Dreams Money Can Buy It in May. So that's September.
And then what happens is they let him stew on that a little bit. And Good Music had a project coming out at the time.
Right.
A month later. Now, that freestyle right there was cool. It had some jabs and shit. If we were scoring it like a fight.
Yeah.
There's no haymakers. There's no hooks. Nothing. This next song. This is one of my favorites. In this whole beef situation. Scathing. Nasty. Kanye on the boards.
And we're still talking 7 years ago, man.
Murder. Aggressive.
A little.
Aggressive. Step on the necks till they can't breathe. Claim they're five stars but sell you dreams. They say death multiplies by three. Line them up and let's just see. Fuck him, yay. He's excited.
He's pissed.
So who's the three people he's talking about?
It's got to be Weezy, Baby, and Drake, right?
Yeah, that's been the common theme. So that was when?
Dude, that was October 2011.
Pusha T was trying to really carve his own lane and all that stuff. So the audacity of Pusha T to come in and just completely obliterate this track. You don't expect that. You don't.
Right.
At the time, especially. You didn't think that his voice was that large. You never heard him get that grimy.
And Pusha was new to Good Music at this point, right?
Yes.
And one thing that we were just listening to in another interview was, you know, he actually said that they were already talking shit about Good Music.
Yeah.
And saying Ye was the only dude on the label that was...
That came from Baby.
Yeah. That was worth anything, in so many words. And Bush is like,
he took
what?
Exception. He's like, hold up, dude.
Hang on.
You know me.
So, I mean, they just kept adding fuel to the fire, dude, at this point. So that's October 2011. But what happened a year later?
A whole year later?
A whole fucking year. An entire year. Later. Like, wow. Literally a year. October 2012.
Pusha T did a freestyle. And I think it was a freestyle, and it was over one of your instrumentals. And he was referring to, like, sophomores and rappers. Did you take any offense to that freestyle?
Not really. I mean, I listened to it. And I just couldn't pick it out. I couldn't pick out where I was supposed to be offended. You know, first of all, I've never really had any interaction with Pusha T, so for him to diss me would be, you know, purely like issues that he's having within himself, you know, which is, you know, I understand.
So you guys have never met?
We've met, but we've just been always cordial with each other. You know, I'm a fan of the Clips. I say it in interviews, and so yeah, I've never really had an issue with him. But you know, I mean, it's a frustrating time for a lot of people right now. I get it. So you know, if it was directed at me, just make it a little more direct next time.
Direct next time. Direct next time. Direct next time. Direct
next time. Beef is best served like steak. Well done. Get a gun in your face, bitch, nigga. People, have you praying to God? Move your kids. Have you hiding your mom? Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas, but they ain't killers. They ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars? Heart broke. Yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you.
Throwing that flag up, running round, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that. Contract all fucked up. I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck. Damn that shit, even the odds now. You better off selling this hard now. You call it living out your dreams. You can't fly without your wings. You get it. Jeremy Scott's all camouflage. You can't hide it from yourself, career sabotage. I was really in that travel lodge. You just lying through your catalogs. We're the blood and the battle scars. We the ones the judge juggling them gavels on. Put me to the body, nigga. First 48, put us to them bodies, nigga. Round here, we don't play that. A to the K that, spray that, lay back. You can keep your beats, nigga. We much rather shit your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. 3 million, can't hide that. It shows in the homes, I done tried that. That's why you'll never be my neighbors. Smile as you waving, but we know you niggas hate us. Fuck you playing games for? Don't be scared, get everything you came for. They got you talking that big shit. Little do you know we don't miss shit. Them niggas using you as a pawn. You see they never loaded they guns. Now you out here all by yourself. Ask Steve Jobs, wealth don't buy health. Yeah. Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. People, have you praying to God? Move your kids, have you hiding your mom? Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars?
1000% scared. Yours don't look
like ours. Why?
That's terrifying. Dude, that's intense.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he comes
up a little more direct next time. That's pretty direct. Absolutely. You can't get more direct than a gun in your face. Wake up in the morning, have a little cup of coffee. Hey, gun in the face.
Oh, shit.
Here you are.
You're right. I wouldn't want to fuck a gun in my face.
That's one of the most scathing diss tracks of all time.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most slept on diss tracks of all time.
We're still in 2012.
Hold on. For all the listeners out there, I obviously, you know, love the Pusha T side and all that shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm hearing so far in terms of, like, content and shit. I'm not hearing anything from the other camp.
No.
Not at this point.
Nope.
Maybe they change the tune at some point. I don't know if that's going to happen next, but Lil Wayne took exception to Exodus.
In the same month.
Which you would.
Yeah, so the Exodus was May 2012.
He should have taken some more time.
Lil Wayne should have?
Yeah. He
Why?
Because it's a bad song.
Do we got to hear it?
It's a terrible song.
Why the fuck do you want to put us through the torture?
Because I'm gonna give Wayne props for one thing.
Okay.
Using his name.
Oh, he called him out directly.
There's a
creative level to not using names.
Calling out names.
I guess Tupac did it.
Yeah.
Biggie did it.
Yeah.
Nas and Jay-Z did it.
Cannabis and LL Cool J.
Yeah, I guess
like
they all did it.
That has had a real rap beef. This subliminal shit. This millennial subliminal shit.
Is that what it is?
I think so, dude.
I mean, I'm not shocked. So far, when I'm looking at the timeline, well, Drake's only come with it twice at this point.
Yeah.
So he's not really coming back hard yet. That's actually interesting. Hold on a second. Looking at the timeline, he did Dreams Money Can Buy.
Right.
Pusha shoots a shot at him.
Right.
A couple months later. Then the following month, he does New God Flow. Then Drake happens to be on Hot 97 for whatever reason and does his interview. Then Pusha says again, fuck you, gun to the head. Still nothing from Drake.
Yeah.
And now you're saying Weezy's coming. Still no Drake.
But that's for Drake and Weezy. I think it's more for Weezy at this point than Drake.
Right.
This is still pointed more towards Weezy.
That's true. Drake's kind of like his
You know, throwing your rag up and all that stuff. Okay. Like, Drake never did that.
Okay.
But there's some Drake lines in there.
Can we hear how bad this song is?
It's really fucking bad. But it starts out incredible.
Fuck Pusha T and anybody that love him. Head up his ass, I'ma have to headbutt him. Butt him, Lil Tunchy shit, weak stomach. It's me, LT, like when you heat butter. Old pussy in the can, red is the flag. Fuck with me wrong, I put your head in your hands. It be blood everywhere, I got bloods everywhere. I'm an alien, I hope you ain't the Prince of Bel-Air. That's real nigga talk. These niggas speechless, cut off his arm and leg like I charge for my features. Hammer on my side like I work in construction. Your bitch hit that head so hard we get concussions. Niggas can't see me, not even a glimpse. Too many banana clips, I feel like chimps. South Beach bitch and a tan line stupid. You can find me on Collins like Boosie. I ain't on no fuck shit, I be on that truck fit. Your girl do tongue tricks and you sweeter than 1-6. All I ever see is Ben Franklin face. I chase the bank, I don't bank with Chase. You fucking with some niggas that'll murk y'all. Nigga, you softer than the motherfucking Nerf ball. Bird call. Brr, what happened to that boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy. Tunch.
Brought the pass back. He went full circle on him. Dude, didn't that start out great, though?
Did he say softer than Nerf ball?
He said, fuck Pusha T. He quoted his own tweet.
That was a rough one, man.
I have a feeling you would have
done better. You were kidding.
Softer than a Nerf ball.
But still.
There's so many cringeworthy lines. But he started it off, actually, right after Exodus dropped. He wrote it on Twitter, which he knew it was about him. And he came out directly and said, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
I give you props for that. The closest person to sending direct shots was when Common and Drake had a little beef.
Yeah.
And Common said, you ain't wetting nobody. You Canada dry. Make no mistake, I'm talking to Drake. Said it at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was great. A lot of people were taking shots. Kendrick Lamar and Drake had a little beef.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I think is so special about this. After all these years, I thought to myself, all right, so Drake is just sparring with his peers.
Right.
He's sparring with Kendrick. He's sparring with Cole. They're sparring back. All these subliminal shots going back and forth. Meanwhile, you got Pusha T sending shots fucking every day.
Right.
Almost like Cameron. Like, he's coming out with a diss track every month.
So, that was May 2012.
And it was awful.
It was awful.
Did you think it was good? Let's be honest.
No, I mean, I've never been a huge Weezy fan, man. So, I mean, I wasn't...
All Weezy
aside,
let's say production quality of the... Did you like the beat?
Yeah, it was pretty tight. But, I mean, it wasn't Exodus. It was a shitty comeback for Exodus.
I couldn't stand the beat. I couldn't stand the rhymes. I couldn't stand the delivery. They wouldn't even play that on fucking Grand Theft Auto on the radio station.
Oh, no.
That shit wouldn't even made the cut. That wouldn't even be on like a Clue mixtape.
So hold on. So he, okay.
That was bad.
Pusha drops Exodus in May. Weezy comes back in the same month with Ghoulish.
Yeah.
And then
Pusha T does an interview.
In June. 1 month later.
Yeah.
So that in turn then brings Wayne to answer you. So where are you, my brother?
What do you mean?
Where are you at? Were you surprised that Wayne answered you?
No, you know what? I was just, I was surprised actually just at the whole, you know, anybody or Wayne specifically, like, you know, answering Exodus.
Got you.
You know, I was like, wait a minute, like, you know, I've never seen one record that didn't say a name cause so much of a firestorm.
Yeah, but
you know, it was like
say a name, but it definitely produced.
But tell me, come on,
I'm
waiting on you to say this.
I felt that when you're saying standing next to another person, next to another, I mean, it's definitely talking about people's paper getting cut in half, and that maybe they may not be receiving the paper they should be getting.
But why does that? But why does that relate?
That's
why? This is what I want to know.
That's what I got from that.
But
that,
why?
That there was some funny money business going
but
on.
But why would that relate to Wayne or Drake?
Well,
why? Why do you think that?
Well, okay. There's definitely. All right, I'm gonna break it down.
Okay,
you have Baby, of course, who's signed to the major, and
okay.
then. I want to say that Lil Wayne is signed to Baby, correct?
Okay.
And then Drake is signed to Wayne, which would make it Drake, then Wayne, then Baby, then the label. So,
I mean, the math's off number one, but that's fine.
What was your opinion of Wayne's response?
That was horrible. It was horrible. It was trash.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Like, in all honesty, man. I haven't said anything about it because I didn't think it was like good enough to respond to.
Gotcha.
Like I didn't. At the end of the day, like I think him saying what he said yesterday, that was in his best interest.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Like that was in his best interest. Like, you know, it's not, you know, to admit that, you know, you were emotional and reacting to something. Like I said, I still want to know like what part pertained. Like what hit you? Like I want to know. Nah, but see, I don't want to guess. I want somebody that like somebody got to tell me.
Come on, he was bait and flex through
exactly
half that fucking.
Who was talking
absolutely,
about. He knew exactly who he was talking about.
He's like, I'm under this person, who's under this person, who's under this person. He's, in so many words, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in the same predicament.
So scathing diss record.
Yeah,
another interview.
And then he said that he didn't like Lil Wayne's response.
Yeah, ghoulish.
He said it was bullshit.
He said it was trash.
Yeah. Which, yeah, right.
You don't hear that every day from a rapper calling another rapper
straight up, yeah.
Straight up garbage.
Yep.
I didn't like it. I didn't think it was good.
All right, so he does the interview, and then what? That's in June of 2012.
And then he was featured on a couple songs, and
yeah.
he kept the jab going. Kept
yeah.
the jab going. I'm talking about Pusha T. Kept that jab strong. And that was, he did a song with a rapper named Ali Boy. I don't know too much about Ali Boy.
Uh-huh.
But I know that the title of the song is Favorite Rapper.
Yeah.
I kind of already know where this is going.
Drive. Red Cross, Blue Shield, Blue Steel, nigga. Gunfight, if you ain't dead, be still, nigga. And who is you to ever question who's a real nigga? You never been, you never was, you never will, nigga. Ha! Bought Mama's Jag in 01. The only hits I had then was a nose run. Drop grind and let you hear just how the dope slung. Then shot the video where I was buying my dope from. Woo! If that ain't autobiographical, the indictment mentions clotheslines and rappers too. Woo! Tell me what the fuck I got to prove to a motherfucker with nothing to lose ever. Yo, never been shit ever.
Oh, so Pusha T is basically coming out and taking shots directly at Lil Wayne's credibility, his blood ties, everything else, and then backing it up with some of his own shit that he went through and went all the way back to grinding. He said, this is where I was at, this is who I am, this is exactly who I am, this all you see is the truth, just facts, and this motherfucker's a lie.
And it's still, we're still not even touching Drake yet.
Nah, this is Lil Wayne.
And we're halfway through the timeline.
I don't think there's any bars for Drake in that. Nothing really
right.
applies.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that he's done. So he's like, let me shoot this guy. And hey, what the fuck are you looking at over here?
Bumping Ludiversal, getting that stretch. Tell what they meant for. Come on, Rana Hood. Hey. See us in here looking good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
tell what they meant for.
Hey.
Tell me what they mad for.
Hey Luda, you know why these niggas
tell
mad, right?
They mad
phone.
The truth shall set you free. If you selling all the records and you fucking all the bitches, and you sit atop the charts and you living out your wishes with your chains all smothered and your watches all glittered and your ghosts and your phantoms all coming home to visit. Or maybe cause your bitches was never really your bitches with your baby mamas fucking every rapper in the business. Nigga saying you was better when the drugs was in your system. Now your crack swag gone ever since you came from prison. Got you tweeting all stupid. Is you skating? Is you dissing? Found out your ghost leased and your phantom just rented. Won't neither in your name like Pac when he went missing. Machiavelli lives on, so I'm riding on you bitches. Hail Mary be the witness. Lord willing, I was dealing. Stupid motherfucking five star. Tatted on his ceiling. Bullseye. Be that motherfucking target for this killing. Ain't y'all the motherfuckers with the millions?
Tell me what they mad for. Come around the hood. See us eating there looking good. Tell me what they mad for. Cause you be on the radio. Sounding like a million dollars. And tell me what they mad for.
Okay, so hold on a second. So he's still, you were just saying he's still going at Wayne.
Still going at Wayne.
So
just a little jab at them, right?
Yeah, but
weren't y'all the motherfuckers with the millions? That's Wayne, Baby, and Drake.
I'm starting to question. You know, going just by the most recent stuff, I am very much on the Pusha T camp, on the good music camp when it comes to who's winning the battle. But when I'm looking at this timeline,
to be the music that you prefer, too,
yeah,
though, right?
Absolutely,
like on a full time basis, 100%.
Yeah,
to the beat.
Absolutely. But I'm looking at the timeline, and he did New God Flow. Drake kind of said something on Hot 97.
Right.
Then he does Exodus. Then Weezy does Ghoulish. Then he does, then Pusha does his thing on Hot 97.
Yep.
Then he does a thing with Alley Boy.
Yep.
Then he does a thing with Ludacris.
Couple features. Boom, boom.
Still no Weezy. Hey. Nobody said anything about that? Still no Weezy. Nothing. No Wayne. Nothing.
Weezy gone.
He ended him.
Gone.
And buried him.
Gone.
Then, like, kicked over his gravestone and
gone.
Fucking buried that, too.
He put a body Jesus. Bag in a body bag. He put the body bag in the body bag.
Where did Wayne go? He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done here.
He's like, I'm going to go skateboard.
Nobody said
nothing.
Nobody said nothing. Nobody said anything.
That's crazy. You know what? Maybe the subliminal's the way to go. He came out direct and said, fuck Pusha T and everybody that love him, and it did nothing for him. So Wayne's not going to say something. So, of course, you know, the transition of power started to happen. We got this filet mignon right now. You know what I mean? We got the prime cuts lately. But this has been kind of going over time and shit. And Drake had something to say.
At my feet, nigga. I could go an hour on this beat, nigga. Yeah. I'm just as famous as my mentor. But that's still the boss, don't get sent for. Get hype on tracks and jump in front of a bullet you wasn't meant for. Cause y'all don't really wanna hear me vent more. Hot tempo, scary outcome. Here's a reason for niggas that's hating without one. That always let their mouth run. Bench players talking like starters, I hate it. Started from the bottom, now we here, nigga, we made it. Yeah, time for a Tuscan leather smelling like a brick. Degenerates, but even Ella love our shit. Rich enough that I don't have to tell them that I'm rich. Self-explanatory, you just here to spread the story. What's up?
So while Drake's got enough going on Tuscan Leather, he's digging deep, he's getting emotional, doing his usual thing, and still trying to keep up with his peers and also keep them at bay, you know, on top of the world. So 10 years strong, and in the very beginning, he had to keep up all that shit and also back up the boss man who wasn't saying anything.
Right.
That's some crazy shit. That's a lot for a kid, to be honest. The youngin' at the label.
Especially against his idol. I mean, it's not like it was a heavy lift, though, man. It was a little nugget. He left a little nugget.
Just little jabs.
Little jabs baby back. Jab. Yeah. Little tap.
Yeah, but.
Little Chris Bird, little fucking. You know?
Yeah, but we're still talking about bullets and shit. Jump in front of a bullet you wasn't meant for. I mean, that's some tough talk from Drizzy.
Let's be honest.
His name's Aubrey. He's not scared.
I always thought of him as wheelchair Jimmy.
To be fair, though, Pusha T's name's Terrence. That's what I'm saying. The point that gets lost on all this to me is that we're talking about a rap beef between Aubrey and Terrence. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
It sounds like some 12-year-old kids.
Isn't that crazy?
It does. It sounds crazy.
Terrence said this.
Well, Aubrey was...
That's crazy.
Who's this Aubrey bitch and where is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Madfo came out in July 2013. And then Drake drops Tuscan Leather 2 months later.
Okay.
In September.
All right.
And then.
So a month later. A month later, Pusha T was angry.
Him Chiefa, his army, MCM on gym sneakers. You knowing that him better, he been preaching. You motherfuckers is bloodsuckers, you been leeching. Ben Baller, Ben Jacob, Ben Dilla, Ben Rilla, pound sign, Ben Trilla, all killer, no filler, Ben Illa, fraud niggas, you Zoolander. Ben when they come to shooters, my niggas is trained to go. And they getting practice on bitches who breaking codes. 3500, just wanna give them a name. They backflipping niggas that go for rappers the same. You don't know me, nigga, fuck out my way. Between a renter and a homeowner. Hip hop weekly cover and a Rolling Stoner. Lufthansa heist, nigga, or that bitch with Nona. Stop comparing me to rappers, cause they in they moment. Might have crossed the name brand every blue. But these brand names to a brand owner isn't new. Don't make a sequel, cause we shared a bitch or two. She ain't the angel that you think, she reincarnated. I built mine off fed time and dope lines. You caught steam off headlines and cosigns. Young niggas clicking up with my rivals like the Bible. Don't burn like these bullets, don't spiral like I can't see the seams. Is you mirroring your idol? But a pawn's only purpose is completely suicidal. Ooh, suicide, it's a suicide. I'm just talking to the world like it's you and I. When they come to shooters, my niggas is trained to go. And they getting practice really on bitches who breaking codes. 3500 to 20, give them a name. They backflipping niggas that go for rappers.
Usually four. It started off young niggas clicking up with my rivals. Like the Bible don't burn, like these bullets don't spiral. Like I can't see the seams as you mirroring your idol. But a pawn's only purpose is completely suicidal. At the time, I felt like a lot of people were picking sides. You know, there were always rumored beefs, and I felt like a lot of MCs were picking sides, and guys who would like see me, you know, they see me, I'd be like, yo, what's up? You know, this is Nat. And then you'd come to find out that they were like just doing underhanded things, like and opting not to do songs with me and so on and so forth. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we were just all great. We were just gravy. We had, you know, we were just friends a minute ago. They always speak of just how great I am and what type of influence I've had on them. But just still to act underhanded like that. So, you know. And I feel like my rivals use these youngins to do things like that. And they'll use them, you know, and they'll use their popularity and so on and so forth. And that's why I was like, a pawn's only purpose is completely suicidal. Like,
yeah, man, that clip was from Rap Genius. You just found that one. And I'm glad he really broke it down.
He broke that down all the way to chess moves. Here we are.
And that was October 2013.
Man. Hey, October's very own.
October's very own Pusha T.
Oh, wow.
He dropped Suicide. Yeah. So I mean, okay.
Well, this goes back to what I was talking about
okay.
earlier. So as far as the timeline goes, so I got to defend the kid, man.
And Drake?
Yeah.
Lakewood means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Well, this goes back to what I was talking about
okay.
earlier. So as far as the timeline goes, so I got to defend the kid, man. Just in this way. He's got a lot going on, man. His boss is gone. He's not making any music that's good or worth a damn.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's Drake and Nicki's show, pretty much.
Yeah.
Who else is on Young Money that was worth anything?
Baby.
With a Tyga on there or something?
Something.
Then they didn't like him either. He's gone. Who's there? So it's Drake's responsibility to, like I said before, you got Pusha T just fucking you up.
Are you saying
every turn.
Drake's being the man of the house? He being big boy? He put on his big boy pants?
As far as Young Money?
Yeah.
He's being the big young man of the house, I guess.
Yeah.
But the point is, this next joint right here is perfect because he's got a lot of shit going on, man.
Look, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day.
I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got 2 mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that'll still try fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like, but my acting days are over. Fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck, I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they could talk about the timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the court, so all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see.
Oh, what y'all do, rap?
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord.
So, after that, Drake's on his, like, braggadocious, pounding his chest shit. He got right in the gym during this time. He got brolic.
Yep.
He started getting aggressive. And he came across a beat from one Sean Diddy Combs. Yeah, and then he went off and recorded on the beat and came out with a single. That's kind of some lame shit.
And what was that single?
You don't do that. 0 to 100.
We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Oh, Lord.
Which found them in a altercation. Diddy ran up on him, and we saw. He slapped him. And then Drake kind of acted like he was going to fight. I don't know if he was or not. I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, to be honest. It is.
And so far, Drake's been kind of non-existent. He's been dropping little pieces.
Little jabs.
With the exception of energy, he kind of dug in a little bit.
Got a little angry, but that, who could that be about though? It could be about Big Sean. But
true,
that also hits close to home for Pusha T, because Big Sean is his label mate.
God, is this a fucking pillow fight?
Nah, man. You know what it is? It's two labels going at each other, dude.
Yeah.
It's who is the dominant force in popular music right now. So, the reason I also wanted to bring up 0 to 100 is there's a nice little reference in this next song by my friend Pusha T. I'm just going to...
He's your friend.
That's my boy.
Pusha's the shit.
Yeah, it's one of my best friends. When was that? Could we get a time?
So Drake...
It was a while.
Drake was Energy was February 2015.
If you're reading it, it was too late.
Yeah.
It was 0 to 100 came out first, and then Diddy slapped him, and then he came out with Energy, which is crazy.
And he came out like a little excited. Yeah.
He was angry.
And that was in February of
So when he said, run up on me, we gonna see. Maybe he's telling Puff, I've been in the gym now. Don't try it again.
We gonna see.
I'm brolic now. I started working out. I got a little scary looking. But Puffy did too.
We gonna see.
And old man strength. You ever shake hands with an old man?
Yeah.
I swear, break your finger.
Motherfucking like bricks.
Like
yeah.
They're dead already.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Pusha T dropped a song called Crutches, Crosses, Caskets.
And, in December of the same year, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't done.
Check me out. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. My young niggas sick 'em. I don't get 'em. I just get back the jury if I'm fucking with 'em. Your man crush Mondays, be owing niggas. My skin is triple black, I'm the omen. You can't kill a god like the Romans. Take my time to craft shit, cause I don't like back and forth with Puff about rap shit. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. Rappers is victimized at an all-time high, but not I. You pop niggas thought I'd let it fly. I'm Yasiel Puig, I'm in another league. I defected, only thing we have in common, niggas bleed. And your $1,000 joggers as you rhyme about your dollars. Is there shame when a platinum rapper's mother lives in squalor? Mildred's in the Bahamas for the month. She probably sitting in her pajamas having lunch, swordfish. My reality is more fish. Banana clips for all you curious Georgists. Woo! Old nigga slapping young niggas. Ha!
Imagine that, where you from, nigga? Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is death by the masses. The only asterisk is the change of address. My infinity pool is long as magics. Yeah, I let Zillow change my pillows. The home is so inviting, the Porsche is the armadillo. The silhouette, the pop, pop, pop. The chop, chop, chop. The throwaway text got Tourette's. Ah! It's more than this drug money, I love money. I speak to your soul and that's above money. This the ministry of street energy. The church of criminology teaching my chemistries. Woo! I'm the L. Ron Hubbard of the cupboard. To some certain motherfuckers gotta love it. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims.
He slapped him. He slapped him. He's got a little Tupac in him, doesn't he? He all I see is victims. That's pretty dark, dude.
And Push has a lot of songs dedicated to this drama, dude.
About seven or so?
Let's see. Eight.
Eight.
Jesus.
Wow.
And we're not even done. Total, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, 11 songs dedicated to just this. 11, not dedicated, but 11 instances he's going at Young Money. Yeah,
and they're not all songs just about those
Cash
dudes.
Money. Lil Wayne and Drake. Yeah.
Throwing little jabs and stuff.
Crazy.
With the subliminals, it's kind of hard to pick this stuff up. And that's why you have to do research like this. Like, Jesus. It's crazy.
Has there ever been a beef that goes back this far that's this deep? That, like, has this much?
I think this is what happens when you go subliminal, dude. But maybe Jay-Z
and Nas.
That's
a good point.
They probably took shots at each other forever. Tupac.
We're talking 12 years. 12 years is a long
time.
That's
a long time. I don't know if there's ever been one that's been brewing this long.
Is
going this
is
long. Maybe
Push
that's
just
why.
Butthurt and angry?
I think so far it's just like a nice, fair boxing match. I'm better, now I'm better.
I don't know how fair it is. I mean.
You're right. It's not a fair boxing match. They're talking about shooting each other in the face. Everyone's talking about shooting each other in the face.
That's
the
true.
Only person in all of this that's done anything. Puff Daddy slapped Drake in the face.
That's
we
true.
Gotta get back to that.
We got to.
So we got to talk about this HGTV track. The video is sick.
It is. The full rotation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thing.
Again, with Push, two songs. In a row.
Back to back. Joe Budden made seven songs about you, bro, and murdered you. Like, you don't answer one time, and he didn't come out and say anything. He just gave him a little line. He said,
"To like it's all ages. I've seen Budden careers turn to sit around and talk about other careers, judging their peers. Knowledge from niggas who did not contribute to none of this here. Cover my ears, my security."
We're starting to see a picture get painted here. Aren't we?
Yeah, kind of. The picture that you got painted is Drake all but killed Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Not that Meek Mill was like the hottest shit in the streets anyway. But he wasn't that pop dude. He couldn't come out.
Yeah, he knew he could take him out, though.
He knew he could because his fan base is not that big. And when it comes down to the bars, though, and you fuck with a dude like Pusha T, that could back the shit up. I mean, Meek Mill was nice in some of the little Smack DVDs back in the day.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about your pen at this point.
And he can't touch Push.
Nah, dude. Nah.
And he can't touch Bud neither, can he?
Hell no.
So
hell no. I actually think pen wise, I think Budden kills all these dudes.
So that's
he's a phenomenal writer.
So I mean maybe that's just where we're at. I mean maybe
it comes back to hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean when you're talking about a battle, that's as hip hop as you get.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about numbers anymore and album sales and all that shit.
Right.
And I think you know what? And Pusha T, every turn he gets, have you noticed? That he keeps saying, like, let's cram numbers. Let's talk about how much you guys really make.
Yeah.
He's the president of good music now. He knows how much they make, bro. Yeah. That's the funny thing. He knows what gets rented, what gets bought, what gets sold. I'm not saying Pusha T's making more money than Drake, but I think he's saying, like, yeah, chill out, dude.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So he's disarming him, is what I'm saying. Like, he's taking that Absolutely. Weapon away.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. This is, you met your match.
I don't care about your $15 million house.
So he had some choice words for him, though, right?
Again.
On Home and Garden Television.
Again.
Invisible hands. MJ, remember the time they counted in sand. Hourglass. But mine come with purse and heels. And the DIY Gucci with the crest and shields. It's too far gone when the realest ain't real. I walk amongst the clouds so your ceilings ain't real. These niggas call it duty cause they killings ain't real. With a questionable pen so the feeling ain't real. Raps John Grisham. I can paint the picture with the words if you listen. The bar's been lowered, the wells run dry. They beefing over melodies, but no, not I. Yeah. See, I'm so top five. If they factor in the truth, I just might blow by. Blow bomber.
So is Pusha T running for president in 2020?
I know his, his boss is.
Yeah, he is. I don't think he has a boss. He's the president of the label.
Oh, that's right.
That's crazy.
Who's Kanye? Owner? CEO?
Founder. Okay. Founder. I think Kanye's too busy, dude. He's doing some shit.
Yeah, he has a
MAGA hats, all that.
Man, again, push, dude. He wasn't dedicating the whole song, but it's like when he comes.
The bars were pretty on point. Yeah, like, I know exactly what he's talking about. He's coming in. He's beefing over melodies, but no, not I.
Yeah.
Jesus. Say, I'm not going to sing. I'm not singing to you guys. I don't do that.
What?
A questionable pen. So the feeling ain't real. Call of Duty, the killings ain't real. He's hey, when was that?
That was October 2016.
Okay, so.
But wait.
Hold on, go ahead.
He actually fucking replied that same month.
The same month.
We gon' see.
So this next track, Drake is going through a lot at this point. That's a common
thing. I mean,
theme.
He's just getting rocks thrown at him left and right.
Yeah, but not just that, but he was involved in a beef during this time. This is during the time of the Meek Mill beef.
Okay.
On the timeline.
I wasn't aware of that.
So
okay.
He's very busy at this point.
Yeah, okay.
So he ain't even worried about Pusha T, because this is the top news right now is the fact that Meek Mill called out Drake for having a ghostwriter in Quentin Miller. And Quentin Miller allegedly and... Not so allegedly, because there's some proof. There's some reference tracks out there. For anybody that doesn't know what a reference track is, it's got the beat, and then it's got the person that wrote the song singing it the way that they intend it to be sung, and then that artist will do the performance on it. So, and that's where it comes back to Push. Do you think anybody's writing with Pusha T?
Absolutely. There's zero
or Joe
question
Budden,
in my mind. No.
Or Royce.
Nope. There's no question.
Right, so hip-hop. Like Black Thought, do you think anybody's writing anything?
No question.
I mean, Questlove might say, hey, that was dope. What about this?
Yeah.
It might give him an idea, and then Black Thought will go write 38 more pages.
The pen is in that man's hand.
Exactly right. Yeah. So with the Drake thing, it became a surprise to everybody because everybody's excited about this talented kid, you know, Wonder Kid. And then it's like, Meek Mill's like, yo, this motherfucker doesn't even write his own shit. And he's taking offense to it because he doesn't write his... I mean, he writes his own shit.
Right.
So this is happening at that time. So while Meek Mill exposes Drake, you've got Pusha T saying, you know, I'm questioning the pen because the feeling ain't real. Like, we all know that you got a ghostwriter now.
Yeah.
That's bad. That looks really bad in the world of hip hop.
Yep.
In every other genre, it doesn't matter who wrote the song.
Doesn't matter. Nope, it never has.
But hip hop, it does. You know, it means a little more in all the other genres if you write your own singer-songwriter.
Yep.
The term. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but in hip hop, that's everything because it's, you know.
It's your story.
Yeah.
That's your story. At the end of the day, that's the most important thing. So Drake took exception. He was pissed off.
I don't know why.
he was pissed off because I think that he writes a great deal of what he actually puts down. I don't think that, I truthfully don't think that Drake writes the shit that he sings. But I do think that he writes a lot of his own lyrics that he raps. That's what I think.
Which, I mean, the thing is that's been common forever.
Right.
I mean, nobody writes their hooks.
Right. But some of these joints were like, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. I don't know if that was written by Quentin, but it was shit like that. For him to flip completely, do a 180, and all of a sudden he's like trap star of Toronto, you know, with the ominous kind of like reggae dude in the background, and all that weird shit. Like, right. It was a totally different style. I wasn't surprised when I heard that somebody else wrote the shit. But like running through the six with my whoa, that was Quentin Miller.
Yeah.
And that was,
doesn't sound like Drake.
But that jump off, like at the concert, that was the craziest shit that was happening at the time. That was a big deal. Those beats were banging, like all that. And that's, you know, that brings us to Daytona. The beats banging, the hooks did it. Before we get that far, Drake took exception because everybody's poking at him.
Yeah.
Including guys like Kid Cudi on Twitter saying, you know, I'm sick of this industry. Nobody even writes their own fucking shit anymore. And he's just going ballistic. And Kid Cudi at the time was going through a lot. He was going into the mental hospital. He was questioning suicide. He was thinking about killing himself.
Had no idea.
100% bipolar, just like his boss, you know.
Yeah.
So without further ado, this is we're going to play this in full, I think. There's a lot to this, right?
Yep.
And Drake's angry, man. And he's frustrated. And he doesn't want you to say that he doesn't write his stuff anymore. He's pissed, dude.
More time with family and friends, more life, more time to get it right. It's only me, but I'm seeing four shadows in the light. My demons visit me every night. To the Most High, I'm forever indebted. I know I gotta pay something. I know that day's coming. I put it all in the music, because if I don't say it here, then I won't say nothing. Could feel my head getting tired from holding the grudges. Two birds, one stone, my aim is amazing. I need to start losing my shit on you niggas that's hating. Too reserved, like I caught a head for me and my lady. Free C5, how the fuck we got the boss waiting? Ever since the blue basement, I found God and I lost patience. Between rocks and hard places of all places. Spotted everywhere like Dalmatian. Cops snoop around now cause all of my dogs famous. Please welcome to October Fall, baby. Von Road Academy, start playing. My mind's not all there. Used to carry a lot of dead weight like a pallbearer. People too scared to tell the truth, so it's all dares. Counted us all there and we all square. Quick money, I'm in and out. My dad used to use a soap bar till it's thinning out. But shit, look at Dennis now. All Stacey Adams and Lennon Doubt. More blessings for Sandy and him. More life. My parents never got it right, but God bless them both. I think we all alike. We all wide awake late at night. Thinking on what to change if we do get to do it twice in another life. Scared to go to sleep now, cause being awake is what all my dreams were like. Back when the bar that I set for myself was out of sight. Tell me how I went and did chin-ups on the shit when I can't see it. Pin-ups are making good and paying bread, soul sisters. Inspired my old scriptures. Now that feeling's gone like them old pictures. Mixing liquor got us both twisted. Words get so vicious. You just stare at me while you roll swishes. Girl, I love you, but I don't miss you. And no matter what year it is, I'm an old sixer. Go figure, cold nigga. Stay in school, man. Fuck the rap game. It's all lies and it's all filthy. 2% of us rich and the rest of these niggas all milky. Got two of my niggas off for the not guilty. Gave back to the city and never said it if I didn't live it. But still they try and tell you I'm not the realest. Like I'm some privileged kid that never sat through a prison visit. Or like it was just handed to me tied with a ribbon. I never worked to get it. But really, it's you with all the drug dealer stories. It's gotta stop, though. You made a couple chops, and now you think you Chapo. If you ask me, though, you ain't lying in the trunk with kilos. You bagging weed, watching Pacino with all your niggas like this. What we need to be on, but you never went live. You middleman in this shit, boy. You was never them guys. I could tell, cause I look most of you dead in your eyes. And you'll be trying to sell that story for the rest of your lives. Can't show us where the cash is. Me, I don't judge. I'm just going off what the math is. Numbers inflated. They all look at me like, what have you done for me lately? I like your older shit, but wasn't in love with the latest. Aw, baby, stop debating. I'm just a creative. My number's out of this world. No wonder they got me feeling so alienated. You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest. Then give you tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perked up, so when reality set in, you don't gotta face it. I'm down 200 in Vegas, but winning life on a daily basis. It seems like nobody wants to stay in my good graces. I'm like a real estate agent putting you all in your places. Look what happens soon as you talk to me crazy. Is you crazy?
How you feeling?
Fine!
You feel alright?
Wow.
It's got to be pushing in
Cudi, right?
In Cudi, yeah, right?
Yeah, 100%. He's talking about Cudi's mental illness. He's talking about Push, the drug dealer references and all that stuff. I liked your old shit. Dog.
So that is it safe to say that that's the first song that Drake went completely in on?
Multiple bars, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of just a few bars here and there.
Yeah.
And then let me get back to these bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drake was on his pimp shit the whole time during this beef.
Yeah.
And then finally he was like, and it's in this song too, but there was a lot of attention paid towards both Pusha T and Kid Cudi. And that's impressive, actually. It's like I said, Drake had a lot of shit going on at this particular time. He was already dealing with his own beef with Meek Mill.
It took this kid 7 years to get angry, dude.
It took 7 years for him to uphold the or whatever dignity that label has in terms of this competitive sport that is hip-hop.
You know what's crazy is I'm after doing this has been an interesting experience, dude. You know, it's funny, we sat down god how many hours ago, dude,
and several, like seven.
Jesus Christ.
And we were putting together the timeline and we were going through songs, but the big takeaway for me from this is I kind of feel bad for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like on one side, the hip hop side of me, the competitive side.
Sure.
I'm going, yeah, man, push it, get him,
right.
I can't stand. But I'm looking at this timeline, and the more even talking to you too with this, it's like, man,
the kid had a lot of shit going on.
He did. I mean, because you look at it, okay, he came in
from the beginning.
They pulled him in, super talented kid. Sure. They pull him in. And then, boom, he's already getting shit thrown at him.
Yeah.
Drake never had a chance.
No.
He never had a chance. And looking at the timeline, it was Tuscan Leather and Two Birds, One Stone. Actually, Energy and Two Birds, One Stone, right? That he really did anything.
Yeah, Energy, I think it was speaking to everybody. I think he was just sick of everything.
So, all right, that's like 6 years, dude. Six years for him to actually come to.
Say something.
And then Duppy was, okay.
We're here now.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He's going Meek Mill on him now.
Yeah. He tried to go all the way in.
And
for sure.
In.
Yeah. But he had no choice but to go there simply because, you know, he really got called out.
Well, I think the thing is he had no choice now because Push's album is in the mainstream. That album, everybody's looking at this album. He had to say something. Previously, he'd be like, yeah, I mean, Two Birds, One Stone.
He ain't doing no numbers.
Two Birds, One Stone was 2 years ago.
He was looking at it before, and he's like, oh, he's just dropping another single at me.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch it.
Yep.
Or not enough people for it to matter.
Now, I got to wonder if Budden...
That's a good point.
If Budden got on something with Jay-Z or something and dropped a Drake diss, what would Drake do? Would he try to come at that?
I don't think so.
You think he'd just walk away like a little bitch?
I mean, I think even Push would try to go at Budden. But I don't think that ends well for a dude.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it ends well for people.
But, I mean, he finally took his jab at... All right. Like, I mean, we're going to play the last three songs, but I'm looking at it like he took his jab at Push.
That's
after...
That's not a jab. That was almost a knockout. Yeah. That was...
By Drake?
Yeah. That was almost a knockout. Infrared still had a lasting impression because it was a better song. But I don't know, man. Duppy, the production was tight. The production was incredible.
Yeah.
The message behind it, you know, the name Duppy means ghost. Like, that shit's pretty dope.
But I mean, shit, how many days has it been since the last one dropped?
No, you know what was scathing about that shit is that he was having his record release, you know, he was doing his rounds.
Yeah.
He had to stop everything he did to come with Adidon.
Yeah.
Or Adidon, or however you pronounce it. But
I like Adidon because it's like the
added
last.
On? Because he added last, it on to
he
the
added
end?
It on.
Added on?
Yeah, dude.
Added on to this list?
Hell yeah.
No, so before we finish, my little nugget that I wanted to come back to was, so you had Puff. Who did I say? I said Puff. Sean Combs, Sean Diddy.
Yeah.
The only one that did anything in this whole thing?
Yeah.
As far as a physical altercation?
Yes.
Who was the first person to call Daytona a masterpiece?
Oh, shit. It was Puff.
How do you like
we
that?
We gon' see. We
gon' How you like
see.
That? He's like, hey, somebody finally fucked this little motherfucker up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is the current stay. We're gonna let these ride out, right? One after the other.
Yep. You're gonna catch you up if you haven't. If you haven't caught up on the current state of the beef.
Oh boy.
The next three are it.
What's gonna happen after this?
That dude. I don't think Drake can come back that last song.
We'll see.
Because it got.
We'll see.
It got to. Do you remember Jay-Z Nas beef when it got to the level where you were like, oh, dude, a little bit too far. A little bit too far.
Yeah.
I feel like Push is walking that line on that last song, talking about the kid
and everything.
The wife or the ex woman.
Well, the wife and kid, yeah. That's, like dude, I said, hey, he put Drake on life support and child support.
Yeah.
He got him doubled up.
Oh, dude. That's crazy. You ain't kidding, man.
That's crazy.
You ain't kidding.
So, you know, If you've made it this far, please listen to the entire episode. Listen to all three songs. Might be a little something at the end. It might be the new diss track by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, stay tuned. There's going to be something, no matter what it is, even if it's just somebody laughing at you.
I love the idea of that, dude, because we very much could add
leave that
song
open
in.
Got to add it on. Wow. I got nothing else to say about this other than it's given us some good music over the years. Some songs we didn't realize were involved in this, and some that we very much realized were involved in this diss, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, me too, man.
What's Styles P say? This is like the rap playoffs? It is.
It is.
It's like,
dude,
the rap playoffs.
They need to do this shit more often. It's been too long since we had something this good.
Hey, and for everybody that's keeping score and they keep saying, oh, I give it like 2-1 Push. Oh, I give it like 1-0 Drake, 1-1. What are you counting? There's 13 songs right there, man. Go back and do your homework. Do your research. Count it up.
Hold on. I'm looking at this, and if we're talking points, man, Push has done a lot.
Hey.
A fucking lot more, dude.
And what song did Push do? Numbers on the boards. We out.
I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King Push, Kingpin, Overlord. Coast Guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse to wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like chore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wondered what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Y'all feel like that? Y'all feel like that?
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel like that?
Live.
The game's fucked up, niggas beats is banging, nigga, your hooks did it. The lyric pinning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game where the codes is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow is different. Believe in myself and the Coles and Kendricks. Let the sock puppets play and they rolls and gimmick shit. Remember Will Smith won the first Grammy? And they ain't even recognize Hov
been till Annie. So I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Mammy, cause I'm posed to juggle these flows and nose candy. Yeah, Ferrari my 40th, blew the candles out. Tom Brady, you niggas, I had to scramble out. They be riding these waves, I pulled my sandals out. Hefe Latin, my Grammy, I went the Spanish route. Oh, now it's okay to kill baby. Niggas looked at me crazy like I really killed a baby. Salute Ross, cause the message was pure. He see what I see when you see Wayne on tour. Flash without the fire, another multi-platinum rapper trapped and can't retire. Niggas get exposed, I see the cracks and I'm the liar. Shit, I've been exposed, I took the crack and built the wire. Now who do you admire? Your rap songs is all trying my patience. Them prices ain't real without inflation. I done flew it, I done grew it, been a conduit. More than 9 bags on my bitches, I done blew it. See through it, neck igloo it. Hablan Espanol, I eat to it. Let Steven talk streaming and Shazam numbers. I'll ensure that you getting every gram from us. Let's cram numbers. Easily, the only rapper sold more dope than me was Eazy-E. How could you ever write these wrongs when you don't even write your songs? But let us all play along. We all know what niggas for real been waiting on. Push.
Working with someone else on a couple of V's. What do you really think of the nigga that's making your beats? I've done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get it from me. I pop style for 30 hours then let him repeat. Now you popping up with the jokes, I'm dead, I'm asleep. I just left from over by y'all putting pen to the sheets. Tired of sitting quiet and helping my enemies eat. Keep getting temperature checks, they know that my head overheats. Don't know why the fuck you niggas listen to Denim and Steve. Must have had your infrared wrong, now your head in a beam. Y'all are the spitting image of whatever jealousy breeds. Don't push me when I'm in album mode. You're not even top 5 as far as your label talent goes. You send shots, well I gotta challenge those. But I bring calicos to the Alamo. I could never have a Virgil in my circle and hold him back cause he makes me nervous. I wanna see my brothers flourish to their higher purpose. You niggas leeches and serpents, I think it's good that now the teachers are learning. Yeah, your brother said it was your cousin, then him, then you. So you don't rap what you did, you just rap what you knew. Don't be ashamed, there's plenty niggas that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart, you an approachable dude. Man, you might have sold the college kids for Nike and Mercedes, but you act like you sold drugs for Escobar in the 80s. I had a microphone of yours, but then the signature faded. I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Please believe your demise will be televised. Yeah. And as for Q, man, I changed his life a couple times. Nigga was at Kroger working double time. Y'all acting like he made the boy when I was trying to help the guy. Yeah. Who gassed you to play with me? Man, you made this shit as easy as ABCs. Whoever's supposedly making me hits but ain't got no hits sound like they need me. My hooks did it, my lyrics did it, my spirit did it, I'm fearless with it. Yeah. I really shouldn't have given you none of my time, cause you older than a nigga you running behind. Look, holla at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring on you like Virginia Williams. I'm too resilient, get out your feelings. It's gonna be a cool summer for you. I told Weezy and Baby I'ma done them for you. Tell Ye we got an invoice coming to you, considering that we just sold another 20 for you.
To be honest.
Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The quiet.
488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose writing aside, let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at five, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it, cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name drop my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics, that's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is? Sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow, nigga. Sick, sick, sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume 1. We gon' take this slow. We just gon' peel it back layer by layer. Yeah. Daytona. Album of the motherfucking year. And you talking about you upset. Well, I wanna see what it's like when you get angry, okay? You show me that. Push.
Live from the basement.